Good morning. I had a terrible time trying to figure out which lesson I wanted to do today. I wrote two. And I said, they're never going to sit and listen to that. So I made a choice, and that's where I'm going. We're going to talk about David again. We did that in class today, and that's looking at different things than we're looking for today. I want to title this, David Found Strength in the Lord. That title is like a powerful entity that God puts inside of us. If David found strength in the Lord, Gary can do that. Johnny can do that. All of us can do that. David put on his britches just like anybody else. David had his problems just like anybody else. He had his good days, he had his bad days. He was sick sometimes and he was well sometimes. Does that sound familiar to us? You look at these Bible characters and they're saying things more than this little spot here and a little spot there. Huge stuff comes out of this. In Genesis 50, verses 18 to 21, his brothers came and threw themselves down before him. "We are your slaves," they said. But Joseph said to them, "Do not be afraid. I am in a place of God. You intended harm to me. Listen to this. But God intended it for good." Do you know that the bad that happens to us, God intends it for us to have it for good? God is on our side. He's looking out for us every day. "God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. So then don't be afraid. I will provide for you and your children." And he reassured them and spoke kindly to them. And then in Genesis chapter 30, verse 22 to 24, God remembered Rachel. He listened to her, enabled her to conceive. You remember, if you read the scriptures on this, that she couldn't conceive, and she was in great agony about that. "And God has taken away my disgrace." And she named him Joseph and said, "May the Lord add to me another son." The scriptures are overflowing with stories of hundreds. There are thousands of men and women and their activity toward God. That's what's so good about the scriptures. For a while, I was making it my point to sit down and read the Bible all the way through once a week. And then it got to where I couldn't go that fast. But who cares if it takes you a month or 2 months? "God has taken away my disgrace." She named him Joseph and said, "May the Lord add me another son." The scriptures are running over with stories of hundreds of men and women who are approaching God and loving God. In most of the stories that you read in the scripture, the common presence of the dark side was revealed. But whether a king or a farmer or a prophet or a general or a fisherman or a preacher, we all have to deal with stuff. It would be safe to say that nearly every person mentioned in the Bible has his or her dark side. Do you believe that's true? And we love pointing fingers at other people. Have you ever noticed that when you point a finger like this, you got three more looking at you? That'll knock you out. It'd be safe to say that nearly every person mentioned in the Bible wasn't too good. You remember Noah? Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace. Noah got drunk. and Abraham and Isaac lied to save themselves, saving their face before people. Moses murdered a man. Did you know that? David was guilty of adultery. Solomon got steeped in idolatry. This is your Bible characters. Peter cursed and lied. Now, where we live, that's cussed. John the Baptist doubted Jesus Christ. We're not getting a good lineup going here. There are but a few in this list, and the list could be long, because the Bible is overflowing with records of flawed, common, and even important people who are exposed in the Bible. Do you realize that for all of that to be in the Bible, it would seem like God would be smashing somebody, but He didn't. Today we're going to be introduced to a man named Joseph. Joseph was the 11th son of the patriarch Jacob. The name Joseph means Jehovah has added. Is it like God's in good graces with this fella? This guy's a skunk. God still loves us. I will remind you that God created every creature, did He not? Was skunks one of them? Joseph's name means Jehovah has added. This boy lived 110 years. And in those days, 110 years, there's not a single charge of sin attributed to this man, Joseph. That old boy kept his nose clean. And Joseph's a big character in the Bible, right? Joseph, however, was a troubled man, troubled by evil. But most of that was from his own family. Riches and power didn't appear to change his heart toward evil. He was like Middle C. How many of you know music? There is a thing called Middle C. And when you get Middle C, you can take everything you want to do with music from right there. You get the same sound every time. Riches and power didn't appear to change this boy's heart toward evil. Whatever his circumstances, he made the best of it. Joseph was always standing a head above. And everyone else, because of his uniqueness as a man, they got to stand a little better. What would you give to have some Middle C person say to you, "You're in good grace of God"? That's where I want to be. I want to be in God's good graces. There are so many people who believe that every time they mess up, God's just going to send them to torment. Now, God does have a torment. I ain't going there. I have no interest in going there. I'll make enough mistakes my own without having to invent any. And I suspect that's true with you. The scriptures give this boy 14 chapters in this book. That's a lot. That just happens to be the very same number of chapters devoted to the great Abraham. Abraham was a great guy. He had his rottenness. You cannot pick out a character except for Jesus Christ in the Bible that didn't have flaws. Some were larger than others, but a flaw is a flaw. If you have a flat tire, it don't matter if it's Michelin, Cooper tires, or what. It's just still flat, right? And you say, "Well, my tires are better than your tire." Not if they're flat. There's a more interesting part 25% more verses are dedicated to his life than was to Abraham. That's interesting. He never lost power with God while standing his ground of the glory that God had enabled him with in the troublesome times. That's what this world is in right now. That ought to be the national anthem. It's clear, as stated in Romans 8:28. Listen to this. We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called to His purpose. How many of you in here has been called to His purpose? Raise your hand. Then you're right there in the book. We may be sitting in another place, but we're in the same shape. We're going to look at the life of Joseph here for a bit, and the term God intended it for good in Genesis 50 and verse 20. Since we have many circumstances in our lives, it would do us well to see how God can take every circumstance in our life, good or bad, as we see it, and He can use that to make us stronger. God is not this villain that's out to get you. God spared not His own Son so He could have you. He's not playing games. I want us to feel, I want us to understand that when God makes a promise, He does not go back on His word, ever. Now, if He puts a condition in it, and we don't follow the condition, we might get in a little squabble with it. Joseph was thrown into a pit, and he served as a slave in Potiphar's house, and spent extended time in prison before he stood before Pharaoh as the prime minister of Egypt. He spent his years in a home marked and overcome with sin, sadness, and strife, and struggles. That old boy had troubles. In the middle of all of that, Joseph became a great man of God and was used of the Lord in tremendous ways. Well, I just can't do that. There's nobody that doesn't have some talent before God to do something with it. Every one of us. Some are more gifted than others. God is not counting. You know, this one's got 72 gifts, and poor Alan, he's just got one. You know, God's not doing that. God gives us multiple gifts. In the middle of all of that, Joseph became a great man and was used by the Lord in tremendous ways. Because of this history, most people would think that Joseph never had a chance to do anything good. It's just not so. Most of the brothers didn't turn out too well, if you recall. It's evident in the records, but God, in His providence and His power, was able to overcome the negatives in Joseph's life. Might He do that with us? Can God override things, straighten us out? We have a term for parents, spare the rod, spoil the child. All you got to do is go in Walmart and you can see where that's not working well. People sticking things in their pocket, stealing. It's crazy. Jacob's dad fell in love with his cousin Rachel and agreed to work 7 years for her father. Jacob spent his wedding night with Leah, and only the next morning discovers that there was a trick. They set up a trick. Now, I don't know how in the world you spend the night with somebody and not realize that you ain't got the wrong person in the bed. Now, I've seen that with our dogs, but it don't work like that. Jacob has two young wives who are sisters. That's not looking good. And there's trouble ahead. In Genesis 29:30, Leah gets pregnant, not once, but four times. gives Jacob four sons, Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, one after the other. And then Rachel blows a gasket. I can't feature that. Rachel takes matters in her own hands and gives Jacob her handmaid, Bilhah, to have children in her place. What is this? Rent a kid? Don't beat yourself up too bad. Bible will do it for you. You go to the movies, you'll see all this kind of stuff. Old Jacob has 10 sons and a daughter, but his most loved wife, Rachel, is childless. You might just begin to see there's an army in the making who will hate old Joseph if he keeps doing. Pick any Bible character you want to. I just picked a few. I don't want to be the kind of guy who has to wrestle every day in my life. Laban held charges against Jacob for stealing his household gods. Gods. He's going to try to hurt Jacob because Jacob messed with his foreign gods. What would God had him do? Mess with his foreign gods? These people in this world were getting things all turned around. This is what's happening to America. We're the godly nation in the world. Really? You think so? I'm not buying that. If you want to name most of it, it's Peyton Place. Remember Peyton Place? Why was you watching that? Joseph's oldest sister, Diana, was raped by Shechem. What's going on in that house? His brothers, Simeon and Levi, tricked the men of the city eventually to kill them all. That's in Genesis 34. Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, dies, and old Jacob does absolutely nothing to make it right. He was supposed to pick that up. Rachel, Joseph's mother, dies while giving birth to his little brother Benjamin. Genesis 35. Reuben, the oldest brother, commits incest with his father's concubine. What are you doing, father, with a concubine? Do you realize all of this sexual stuff going on in the world and God still loves these people? Do you see that? Now, is that what God wants? All their behavior? No. But is God willing to take you, warts and all? That's what we need to know. I am a skunk in this world. And God loves me, the little old skunk. Pepe Le Pew. That's my name. Joseph lost his mom, was forced to move as a child, surrounded by rape, murder, incest, treachery, idolatry, jealousy, death, and hatred. Tell you what, life is not easy. We were never told it was going to be easy. What it is it's real every day. It'll never change. God will always be on our side. It don't matter whether you're talking of David. Doesn't matter if you're talking to one of the other guys in the scriptures. It's all running in the same vein. Here's what I know. I don't get it right much. Every once in a while I'll come up on something right. But I do know this. I got a God who makes it right. You can't make it right. You cannot do enough to make it right. If you did everything you could think of in this world, read every book, and saw everything, you still wouldn't know. But God says, I'll put my righteousness on you if you come in covenant with me, and we will stand together, and I will be in God's sight as clean as God is clean. You cannot beat a deal like that. You're a winner every time. And the church said, amen. Amen.